Aircheckdownloads.com.
Slap my knee bone to the ground. Would you look at the time? It's 12 midday. Hello, this is Rossi in for one. Then it's Simon Logan's turn. Next, Elvis.
96.3 Radio Air.
Someone just texted me before and says, doesn't that jingle that you play at the top of the hour sound like it's saying, no hair, no hair? Just had a listen to it. I see exactly what you're coming from. This is, of course, Radio Air, by the way. It's 10 past 12. Friday. Tomorrow night, B at Evolution, as we come live from there from midnight tomorrow. New series of Radio Air gigs at Evolution, Cardigan Fields on the Coaxial Road. And if you want to get in free, you and your mates just tip up before 12 midnight. Just go to the guys in the door and say, I'm on Rossi's guest list. And you'll be shown in. Come down and get your voice on the radio. If you can't make it, listen to it on the radio. Part of our 12 hours of dance. From 6 every Saturday night to 6 Sunday morning. Check it out. Well worth a listen. Two Buffalo girls go round the outside. Playing the words. Two trailer park girls go round the outside.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside.
Rossi. Oh my God, I'm a DJ.
You are. The paparazzi's best mate, Jamiroquai. He's had a bit of an up and down year this year. A couple of months ago, remember he stepped out of a nightclub. And there was a photographer who was in his mid-50s. He was about 5'2", took a photograph of him. So JKO thought, I'll have a go at this guy, I fancy my chances. This photographer turned around, smacked him one right in the nose. And I couldn't help thinking to myself, deserves your right, bully boy. Pictures of Lee Ryan from Blue coming out of China White in London's West End, messing around with one of his mates. And some girl come up from behind him and jerked his trousers down, and he hadn't any undergarments on. That's embarrassing. And I should know. Some years ago, when I was working in a radio station in Preston, we were doing our party in the park thing. 65,000 people there, and I was wearing shorts. Someone came up behind me on stage and whacked them down to my ankles. And sadly for me, and the 65,000 people in the audience, I too hadn't any undergarments on. Whoops-a-daisy. Embarrassed, I didn't know where to put my face. Didn't know where to put much of it, actually. One of the big headlines in the paper today is Kate has thrown down the gauntlet to Lippy Jade. Because apparently Jade's been spouting off of the mouth and dissing Kate. Kate said, let's get in the boxing ring, do 10 rounds for 200 grand. And meantime, Spencer, the former Big Brother rejectee, has got a love rival in the form of Duncan from Blue. They both want to date Kate. Just thinking to myself here, maybe they could put a double header on York Hall and Bethnal Green or something like that. Top of the bill, Kate and Jade. On the undercard, Duncan and Spencer. Who would you pick as the two winners? Kate and Duncan. 96.3 is Radio Air. Also, Blues all over the papers today. Simon from Blues, a bit of a lad. Recently, of course, it came to light that he had a secret love child for about 5 or 6 years. No big shame there. Now it's alleged that he once appeared naked in a book which was sort of an A to Z of good lovemaking. And I'm thinking to myself, and for the life of me, I can't associate the letter Z with anything to do with the art of lovemaking. Or maybe it's the Z's from sleeping that you do after you're finished. You know, after about 2 or 3 minutes. You keep on giving me the whole day. Isn't it ironic that a couple of years back he did a very, very, very bad rendition of a Britney Spears record. A couple of years on, he's out selling Britney Spears big style to about 5 records to 1 in the single sales this week. It's going to be number one, the brand new Smash Hits chart tomorrow with Darren Proctor from 10 a.m. and the Pepsi chart 4 Sunday afternoons on Radio Air. All the headlines during the rounds today. Unbelievable but true. Anna Kournikova wins 2 matches on the trot at a tennis tournament in California. God, this rate, Tim Henman could be Wimbledon champ next year. Noel and Liam Gallagher aggravate a gangster mob in Manchester by telling them, no thank you, we don't need your protection. Oh dear. They could live to regret that. Surprisingly, Liam has been uncharacteristically very quiet on the subject. In fact, he's not saying anything at the moment. Chicken. Here's how it goes. Aircheckdownloads.com.